This is the Hub Podcast with Louise Clark.
Son, thanks so much for hopping on this evening to chat all about the latest season of Love Island. We're well into the second week of proceedings at this stage. And what have the highlights been, I suppose, this week?
God, it's been a long week. It feels like it's been a lot longer than a week. There has been a lot going on. So we've had 4 new bombshells, which is exciting. We've had some dumpings. There's some really interesting twists this year. One of the boys, Blue, got dumped, and him and Shay, who were the last two left single, had to pick between themselves who was going to go home. The boys went on some dates and the girls watched it on the big screen in the villa, unknowns to the boys. So there's a lot going on and it's causing a lot of tension.
I've seen that relayed through social media, to be fair. I mean, there's a lot of twists. Also, the fact that the hideaway seems to be always an available option, I just feel like they have not stopped talking about it. Like, it must be a massive deal.
I feel like it was introduced maybe like 2 seasons ago that you could go into the hideaway without being invited, just as long as it wasn't the person you were in a couple with. But I've never seen it used up until now. And everyone's going into it.
The whole time. I didn't realise that it was a thing. My understanding of Love Island was that you couldn't go into the hideaway unless it was like, I suppose, you were voted to go in or there was a challenge. But the fact it's been so fair game has been fascinating to watch, to be fair.
Exactly. It used to be a case of like the producers would kind of text and say, oh, the hideaway is open tonight, you need to pick a couple to go into it. And it would kind of be like a nice little thing for couples. But they've completely changed the rules and that you can only go in now if it's with someone you're not coupled up with. So it's causing all sorts of swaps here and there, and everyone's sleeping in beds with people that they're not coupled up with. Our Irish boy Connor spent the night in the hideaway as well. So there's a lot going on.
I was going to ask you, what's the whereabouts? What's the situation at the moment with the Irish contenders in there repping us?
They're still doing very well. Megan and Tommy are actually, I would say, the strongest couple in there. Dijon and Meg, who were the other couples that were kind of together from the start, they have been fighting nonstop all week. A new bombshell came in, Dijon was getting to know her, and it's just caused a lot of tension. There's been a lot of shouting matches in the villa over it. So, yeah, Megan and Tommy are kind of the strongest couple there at the minute. Our Irish boy, Connor, he has started to get to know a new bombshell that's come in, Emily. He was with the American Islander Tony. He called that off after the new bombshells come in. But even when they were watching the date, so he went on a date with this girl when they just came in, and the girls were watching those dates on the screen, and those dates caused a lot of trouble for a lot of couples. But actually, Connor was getting nothing but praise from the girls. They were calling him a respectful king. They were calling him King Connor because he just really spoke very well of Tony, who he was coupled up with at the time. He said, oh, you know, like, I don't want to do anything, you know, disrespectful to her. Even with getting to know this new bombshell, he's really kept Tony in the loop, and she's been very happy with it. He has since called it completely off with her, but she's, you know, thanked him for how well he's handled it, and he's gotten a lot of praise from the other Islanders for that. So that's really nice to see an Irish Islander.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, nice to see a bit of manners. Do you know what I mean?
Exactly.
Do you know?
Exactly. He seems to be the only one with the manners.
You know, we don't know for sure because we only see an hour a day, but it's definitely been depicted that there's a lot of drama, for sure. You were talking there about the strongest couple. Who do you think the weakest couple are at the moment?
The weakest couple at the moment, I think, would be Yasmin and Shay. They have recently coupled up in a recoupling. So we had a recoupling 2 nights ago. And she was a new bombshell, came in, getting to know Shay. And she has said to all the Islanders that she's happy in her couple and she's happy with the Shay. But she's been having a lot of flirty conversations with Harry. And there was a game of beer pong where she kissed everyone for every dare except her own couple. And the girls did call her out on that. And they said, how can you be happy in your couple if you're trying to kiss everyone but him? And she's standing by that it's just a game and it's not that deep, but I don't think we're going to see them lasting for too much longer, if I'm completely honest.
Have you seen the teaser for tonight yet? And what are your thoughts on what may go down tonight based on that?
I think from the first look at tonight, it seems like there's going to be a little bit more in terms of, as I mentioned, Yasmin and Harry, they had quite a flirty conversation and it seems like that's going to go a little bit further. It's very interesting. The focus of the villa seems to have shifted to Yasmin and I suppose how much she's getting to know everybody else and how flirty she's being while claiming that she is happy in her couple. That's causing quite a lot of trouble. Like, Harry is still maintaining that he's in a firm happy couple with Helena, but he's saying one thing to her and he's doing another thing behind her back, and I think we're going to see that really come to a head this evening. I think that the tag used on social media by the Love Island account was "the villa has come to a boiling point," so I think there's going to be a lot more drama this evening.
What do you think of the series so far out of 10? I know we're literally, as I said, only into the second week of proceedings, which is mad because I was only thinking about this before chatting to you. It feels like it was never not on our screens at this stage because you see so much of it and you get so absorbed in it. It's mad to think it's only the second week. But how does this compare, do you think, to other seasons in your own personal view as well, if you've been following along all of the seasons?
Yeah, no, I've been a big Love Island girl, you know, for the last couple of years. And I think, for me, this is reminding me of earlier seasons. I know a lot of people who have watched Love Island religiously over the years will always say that those kind of earlier seasons were better. There always seemed to be a little bit more drama. There was a little more, I suppose, let slide maybe by the producers. The show wasn't as big. And for me, it just really seems like they're trying to bring back that level of drama. Like, we're seeing screaming matches across the villa in the second week. We're seeing the boys fighting with each other in the second week. I just feel like usually it takes a good few weeks to get into this level of drama. Every year I see people saying, oh, like, this season's so boring, the earlier seasons were better. I haven't seen that this year. There's just twist after twist after twist. There's always something coming. So for me, I'm actually really enjoying this season. I think it is up there.
Are we seeing an 8 out of 10, a 9 out of 10, a 10 out of 10 potentially?
I'd give it maybe an 8 out of 10, I'm not going to lie.
Do you know what though?
I watch it with my housemates every evening. Every day, all three of us, or all four of us, whoever's watching it, are literally sitting up in the bed going at certain things. So there's definitely there's bits of drama all of the episodes. So it's really up there this year.
Well, look, Jodie, thank you so much for giving us a rundown. I'll let you go now to go and get ready for tonight's episode. Get yourself prepped with the girls. But Jodie McCormack there from The Sun giving us the latest update from the Love Island villa.
The Hub Podcast with Louise Clark.